John 18. I'm going to read the last, verse 36 and 37, and then we're going to have a word of prayer and go back and read some more scripture. But, I want to look at what Jesus says here as he answers Pilate, and just see the mind of Christ again. Verse 36 says, Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence." Pilate therefore said unto him, "Art thou a king then?" Jesus answered, "Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end I was born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice." I title the message, "To This End." Let's have a word of prayer. Lord, thank you for allowing us this time together tonight. Thank you for the rain you're providing, and Lord, we need it so bad. Thank you for it. Thank you for each one that braved the weather and came tonight. Help us as we look in your word, just to be challenged and strengthened through it. Lord, guide my mind and my mouth. The things I say would be pleasing to you. We'll praise you for it. In Christ's name we pray, amen. So this is, Jesus has been captured, if you want to put it that way, and he's brought before Pilate. I want to go back and start reading in verse 28. And we're going to read down through verse 40. Verse 28 says, "Then they led Jesus from Caiaphas into the hall of judgment, and it was early, and they themselves went not into the judgment hall, lest they should be defiled, but that they might eat the Passover. Pilate then went out unto them and said, What accusation bring ye against this man? They answered and said unto him, If he were not a malefactor, we would not have delivered him up unto thee. Then said Pilate unto them, Take ye him and judge him according to your law. The Jews therefore said unto him, It is not lawful for us to put any man to death, that the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spake, signifying what death he should die. Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again and called Jesus and said unto him, Art thou the king of the Jews? Jesus answered him, Sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it of thee? Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priest have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Still wants this answer. He's determined to get this answer. Then Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Pilate saith unto him, What is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews and said unto them, I find no fault in him, no fault at all. But ye have a custom that I should release unto you one of the Passover. Will ye therefore that I release unto you the king of the Jews? Then they all cried again, saying, Not this man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a robber. We're going to stop there. He answers him over and over, Art thou a king? And Jesus said, You say this. This question was pointed, and it's funny to me that Jesus answered him, said, Sayest thou of thyself? Do you really want to know this? Or were you given this question to ask? Did you come up with this on your own? And I read this, and it's amazing to me that Pilate's not just aggravated with him. You know, how dare you speak to me this way? In his, there might be some sarcasm in Pilate's answer, and he said, Am I a Jew? He said, Your own nation, your own people delivered thee unto thee. What hast thou done? And then Jesus answers him, and his answer here is, Art thou the king of the Jews? He answers the question with this statement. He's like, My kingdom is not of this world. He said, I'm not making a kingdom here with the Jews. So the Jews here are still looking for an earthly kingdom, we know that the disciples were following that. But Jesus says, and this is my first point tonight, there's just two again this evening. Number one is, kingdom is not from hence. And he says, it's not of this world. And then he said, at last of that verse, but now is my kingdom not from hence. Our kingdom is not earthly. And this point that I want to bring out tonight, I want to apply it to us. Because Jesus says, I am not setting up a kingdom. I'm not going to have a throne here above the Jews. We're not reestablishing this nation as me, their king. I'm not here to deliver them as people are hoping the Messiah would come. They misunderstand what the Messiah is for. My kingdom is of this, of not of this world, but of the heavenly. He said, if it was, then my servants would fight, and that I should not be delivered up into the Jews. Did you not see what I've done already? I'm not here to have a fight. Well, I wanted to apply it to us. Our kingdom is not earthly. Our kingdom is not earthly. And we know this statement. We know this is true, yet we live our life this way so much. I was going back over this again this morning and considering what we think we're doing with this life and the empire that we try to build, right? We say, I'm going to put this place together. I'm going to work and it's an effort into this. I'm building this for future generations to come. Growing up in Wyoming, I saw that all over the place. You see it here in Texas too, with the ranches that were built and the family after family. This is the kingdom that they have. And you pour your life into those things. And it's nothing wrong with setting up a place to live and having something that could be potentially for generations to come if the Lord tarries. But that idea that that would be my kingdom or that's my purpose in life is depressing to me. I'm not simply here just to live and simply to put together some great empire. Matt was talking about someone they ran into yesterday in outreach, and it was in a wealthier area of town, and they don't need religion. They're good. They got what they want. They got what they need. And what a sad life to look at it that way. As I was considering the heavenly kingdom and what we serve, we're going to go back to a passage that I preached on not too long ago, Matthew chapter 6, 19 through 21. Passages of Scripture that I believe we looked at some this morning. Here's another one that we need to be constantly reminded of because our focus gets so earthly. We are trying to set up some kind of kingdom. We are like Peter looking for someone to deliver us. And you know, we see in our society today that the government is going to take care of us in so many instances. It's either the Republican thinks Trump's going to or the Democrat thought Kamala was going to, and we don't need to talk about that. But that's where our focus is, and sadly, even as Christians, we follow that along. I remember thinking the first time that Bill Clinton got elected, really when I first started paying attention to presidential elections, and Bill Clinton got elected, and that morning, sitting around the breakfast table, I was, as a kid, pretty depressed over that. Like, how is our country doing this? And I had watched it, I'd listened to it, we'd been pretty tuned into the presidential election at that point. And so I was, 1992, I believe, was when he was first elected. Maybe that was his second, I think that was his first election. I remember I was 14. Yeah, I'd turned 14 that year. So not old enough to vote. But I was watching, and I remember that morning being so depressed that our country had fallen so far. And I look back, and I realize how much, even at that time, Christians were placing our faith in our kingdom in this country right here. And the rise and fall of America is so important to us. And yes, I am a patriot. I hope you understand that. But this is not my kingdom. And I'm glad we have the president that we have today, so much better than what we could have had. But this is not my heavenly home. This is not my eternal home. I have a heavenly kingdom that is set for me. And here in verse 19 of Matthew chapter 6, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth. And how much do we do this? I wonder sometimes, how much am I laying up treasure for myself in this earth? as I remodel that home and I want to make it nice for my family and I want to have it right to live in, have a place that is comfortable to live in, how much am I laying up treasure in this life? Do we battle this thought in our mind as we go about our daily life? Am I really laying up earthly treasure, or am I doing what is eternal? Is my purpose in this work that I'm doing today to further the kingdom of heaven, or just this life? Because if it's not for the glory of God, I'm laying up treasure upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. I want to jump over. I'm not going to read the whole passage this morning. I want to jump over to verse 31 and read down through the end of the chapter. It says, therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God, and righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Now Jesus, when he was being answered, when he was being questioned by Pilate, his answer was, listen, this is not my kingdom. I haven't been here for 33 years to set up this earthly kingdom. I am here to establish the kingdom that is eternal, that which I will reign in, that which I am the king of, but it's an eternal kingdom. And as I was reading that, I'm just reminded again, is my life seeking the kingdom of God? But seek ye first the kingdom of God, not to my benefit, not to just be good for me, but that I am pleasing God in what I do, because his purpose here was for that. I am to live unto God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 14 and 15 says, for the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. It says we are to live no longer unto ourselves or for this earthly kingdom. I'm bought with a price, the Bible said. We're not going to go there tonight. But I am purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ. My life is given by him. It's not so I can live unto myself. And Jesus is pointing men to his Father. He says, I'm not setting up this kingdom. And then we're going to see here as he answers again, I'm here to tell the truth. My purpose is to show men the Father. Well, our purpose is not to live unto ourselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Your purpose in life is simply the cause of Christ. It is that I promote the cause of Christ, that everything that I do is for the glory of God and for the purpose of winning souls to Jesus Christ. We're not setting up a kingdom in this life. I hope your purpose is greater than that. I hope it's not on those simple, vain things. Kingdom is not from hence, he said. I am here to tell the truth. Back in our passage, verse 37, Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king then? Come on, answer me. I want to know, are you the king of the Jews? And Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king. To this end, or for this purpose was I born. For this cause came I into the world. Here's my reason, not to set up this kingdom. Please get it right. I'm not here to have an earthly kingdom. I'm here that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. If you were the truth, Pilate, you would hear my voice. I'm going to stay in John, but go back to John chapter 12. John chapter 12, verse 44 through 50. Jesus cried and said, he that believeth on me, believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. and he that seeth me seeth him that sent me. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. If any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment that I should say, or what I should say, and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whosoever, or whatsoever I speak thereof, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. He said in 18, I speak the truth. I am come to show the truth. People would know the truth. If you know the truth, you know me. Well, here he says, I come and I speak what the Father told me, and only the things that the Father told me. He's saying that the truth is God himself. We find it in him. He said, I just come a light into the world. That's my purpose. He said in chapter 10, verse 10, I'm come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. His purpose in all that he ever did was that people would see who his Father was. Your purpose in all that you ever do should be that people see who the Heavenly Father is. They see your good works and glorify the Father. And I know I preach this a lot as I've been going through John. This is Jesus' purpose. Now, the book of John shows who Jesus is, but we see Jesus speaking throughout, and all that he ever does is say, I'm come to point you to the Father. What he tells me to speak, I speak. I'm come the light into the world that you can see him, that you may know him. My purpose is the cause of my Father. Luke chapter 4, verse 43. And he said unto them, I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, for therefore am I sent. Here's why I'm sent. I have to go and preach the kingdom of God to the other cities also. And he preached, it says, in the synagogues of Galilee. He says over and over and over, the purpose of my life, and the Bible says, I am to have the mind of Christ. I am to live like Christ, to follow his example. We are called a Christian. Well, that is a little Christ, or one that is like Christ. If I am, then to this end was I born. And for this cause am I here today, that I can bear witness unto the truth. Your purpose this week is to bear witness unto the truth. It is not to further your career or anything else in this life. We are to be truth tellers. I want to go back to Matthew chapter 5, and here's another verse that's very familiar. I was in chapter 6, I know, but back to Matthew's starting in verse 13. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt hath lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but under a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot nor one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. The truth of the Word of God is not going to change. The truth that we have, that we are to be sharing with others, is never going to change. And so then it is absolute truth. And we are ashamed of it so often. We are so focused on our earthly kingdom and what we're doing here, that we will not, to the detriment of the earthly kingdom, speak truth to the world around us. And we need to, in love, the Bible says. I'm not here to be harsh or to be hateful or to be teaching or preaching in a judgmental way, but to this end was Jesus born. To this end we are here today, that we should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth the voice of the Lord. We have that truth that never changes. You're here in this life for the cause of Christ. All that we should do, all we should be doing, should be for the kingdom of God. What are we doing this week? We're gonna celebrate a holiday. We're gonna spend time with friends and family. We're going to some are traveling. The Fulfords are traveling right now. We have to do some work still. There's lots of things that are coming this week that we have to do. In all of those things, we're to glorify God. In all of those things, my purpose is the kingdom of God, that I am showing the world around me the truth of Jesus Christ. If I'm not doing that, then I'm failing the cause of Christ. Then my treasure is truly not where it should be. My heart is not where it should be, and I'm not following the example of Jesus Christ. He said, "For this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth." I hope we can say, "I'm here to bear witness unto the truth. I want people to see and know my Savior." It's the purpose of the parade. That's the purpose of everything that we do here. The Christmas program, which I have failed to announce up to this point, is so that we can give the world around us the truth. It's not just to entertain, but that we can be living and working for the kingdom of God. Well, short again this evening, but let's have a word of prayer. Father, thank you again. Thank you for loving us. Thank you that we are a part of your kingdom. And Father, we can serve you. We can have impact in the world around us. And Lord, we can lay up treasure in heaven that moth does not corrupt and time does not take away, that will be there for all of eternity.